Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I will continue the self-torture of talking about this football game now for four straight hours. I love it when I see someone after a bad loss. Like, boy, I'm glad I ain't got to talk about that tomorrow. Like, are you? Well, I do. I'll talk about it so you don't have to. Because I like torturing myself. Jake, come here and slap me in the mouth in the next commercial break so I can taste my own blood. But my mind's right for Adam Teicher. How about that? Hello, Adam. How are you?
Good, Steven. How are you guys doing today?
Not the best. But we'll start off with, obviously, the more important story than the game. Any new information? What's the latest on Andy Reid? Or are we just hopefully all waiting to see if he's going to do his Monday Zoom? That was a scary situation, as people were finding out after the game last night.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It certainly was. And, you know, that so certainly overshadows anything that happened during the game. But it looks like he's going to be okay. I mean, the Chiefs seem to be pretty optimistic that this is going to pass. So, you know, we'll see. But I feel like, you know, he'll be coaching the Chiefs sooner rather than later.
That's right. And so we all will keep our fingers crossed that Andy Reid is okay. And it was just dehydration, as it's been described. But we'll move on to the game now. Adam, it's... I'm sure it's an oversimplification because there were many other things that went wrong with the game, but you turn the ball over four times, you don't get any turnovers. It's damn near impossible to win a football game in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, there's no doubt. Being minus four in turnovers is, you know, no one overcomes that. So, you know, the Chiefs almost came, they almost did, though, right? I mean, they had a chance to win that game. But, you know, I'm looking at the Chiefs defensively, and the Chiefs are going to, you know, we've talked about this before, guys. The Chiefs are so bad defensively, they're going to need to be almost perfect on offense because, you know, the Chiefs, I feel like we're going to have to score just about every single one of those possessions where they committed a turnover if they're going to win that game, because they're going to have to do that to overcome this defense. They can't get anything out of this defense, and it's going to be a problem for them until they make some fixes. This is going to be a struggle for them. So you know, the Chargers had some short fields to score some touchdowns. I think three of their four touchdown drives were right around 50 yards. And that's no good. But do you really think the Chiefs were going to stop them if they made him go 75 or 80 yards? I don't think so. So unless the Chiefs had finished those drives, all of them pretty much, with points, the ones where they committed turnovers, I feel like you know, that game still would have been a struggle for the Chiefs.
Okay, so the Chiefs actually did force two punts to start the game, and you can forget that easily because then it ended in two Chiefs turnovers. And then the defense didn't really get many stops the rest of the game. How much credit should we give them for that? Like, is that something we should remember? Or was it just a matter of, yeah, once the Chargers made some adjustments, it didn't matter anymore?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was just too many blown coverages and guys running wide open and things you can't have. And you know, a punchless pass rush and things like that. I mean, just too many things you can't have. And, you know, right now it's just a mess. And, you know, the run defense was a little better, but didn't do them any good. You know, they got profound problems that they're going to have to make fixes in a lot of areas, not just one or two, to get up to speed here. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see whether they can do that or not.
Adam Teicher is our guest. Was the pass interference call on the 4th and 9 play, was that pass interference? Was that a good call?
I don't think so. you know, the one on DeAndre Baker, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there seemed to be some confusion, and I'm still confused on who exactly committed that penalty. You know, was it really, Baker? Hey, could have been, but I just wonder what they called it on Sorensen. I don't think it was on. So if it was on Baker, no, I don't think it was a good call. There may have been some other things going on in other parts of the field, but then they would have called holding. So I don't think that probably was a good call.
Did you think the Chiefs had an appeal for a couple of pass interferences themselves on the next drive, that last 30 seconds?
Yeah. I mean, there were some guys being tackled down there for sure. But, you know, the rules are different for Hail Marys, and I don't know what those rules are. I got to acknowledge, I'm not clear what the difference is there, why there's a difference there. But there are some differences. I still don't think you're allowed to tackle those guys. So, but, yeah, there was some mugging going on down the field. But, this is the lament of losers.
Right.
You know, this is what losers do around the league, and you know, the Chiefs did it for years. Well, if they just called this penalty, or we just made this catch, we would have won the game. Well, that's what losing teams do, and we haven't had to do much of that around here for the last few years. But last 2 weeks we have, right?
Yeah, I told Nate that he doesn't listen, though. He keeps bringing it up. So I mean, but just to his point, the Terry McCauley, who's a former NFL referee and is the rules analyst for Sunday Night Football. He retweeted a video of the Hail Mary attempt and said, there is no scenario where this is not a foul for defensive pass interference. So he seems to think it was, you know, that it matters.
I mean, it could have. I mean, if they call PI on that, the Chiefs get what? One more play, right?
Sure.
Point blank range. So it certainly could have mattered, but, there were a million other things the Chiefs could have done better in that game to win it. So,
right.
It shouldn't have had to come down to that.
So we had Bill Moss on the show the previous segment, and he said he's been very disappointed with the lack of pass rush. The defensive backs aren't good enough to leave them out there on an island where Spags can send more people consistently on the blitz. And so he said that he's seen enough from Chris Jones at defensive end. Put him back inside where he can wreak havoc, where he's more comfortable getting to the quarterback, and at least you have him getting to the quarterback from his normal position. And, you know, coach up Mike Dana, Okafor, whatever else, go with what you've got at defensive end. But get Chris Jones back in the middle, and that can help the pass rush. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing for the Chiefs to do. I personally might want to give it a little more time, but if they make that move, I don't think that's a bad thing to do. It's time for them to do something, because this has been atrocious for 3 weeks now, and you know, maybe it's time for Mike Dana to play more. You know, he did yesterday, and he looked pretty good. I thought he was one of the Chiefs' better defensive players. So, maybe that's something for them to try. They don't have a lot of depth with Chris Jones moves inside permanently. They don't have a lot of depth outside. You know, who knows when or if Frank Clark is going to come back, or whether he's going to be suspended, or how effective he's going to be if he does play. I mean, I think at this point, maybe anything you get from Frank Clark will be kind of a bonus. There's just so many unknowns there, you know. So, it's a mess. I mean, it is a mess. And if we're 3 weeks into this, we're already talking about doing this. This is an unbelievable place for the Chiefs to be. But here we are, right? I mean, it's bad defensively, and I don't hold out a lot of hope that no matter what they do, it's going to get significantly better.
And you better be ready to defend every single fourth down in any situation, because there's not too many fourth downs where I wouldn't go for it against the Chiefs right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. And if they're going to go for it on fourth and nine in that situation at the end of the game, then they better be ready for it whenever and wherever. And, you know, with that in mind, the game is changing, you know, and teams are kind of doing this. And they're not just doing it against the Chiefs. I mean,
right.
You know, fourth down tries are going on all around the league now. And the Chiefs are one of a very limited number. The number was four teams going into yesterday's games, and I don't know what happened with the other three teams, but they're the one of four going into yesterday's games who did not have a fourth down conversion try this season. And you know, they really didn't have any opportunities for that yesterday. They kept turning it over. You know, they only punted once, and that was like fourth and whatever, 15, I think it was. And they only kicked one field goal, and that was a fourth and nine, I think it was. So, you know, they you know, really didn't have a chance to make this go work for them. But I think Andy Reid needs to start. He's not been a guy who, in non-traditional, you know, the Cleveland playoff game maybe notwithstanding, he's not been a guy who's done that. But he needs to get on that bandwagon because it's going to pass the Chiefs by. They need to play to their strengths. And I feel like the game is so tilted towards offense now where this thing is becoming a thing for everybody.
So to go back to the Chris Jones thing for a second, I think it might be a little bit of a question of Robin Peter to pay Paul, and whichever side you put him on, you're gonna take a step back. But here's an interesting thing, and not that Pro Football Focus grades are everything, but Chris Jones, according to Pro Football Focus, was the highest graded player the Chiefs had yesterday. So they would tell you that he played really well at the defensive end spot. The problem is, if you want to listen to the lowest rated defensive players the Chiefs had yesterday, Jaron Reed, Tershawn Wharton, Colin Saunders, and Derek Nnadi. They're at the bottom. So you move Chris Jones out to defensive end, and he plays really well out there, according to Pro Football Focus. But all those guys that play on the inside were terrible. And on the flip side, Mike Dana was actually ranked as one of the highest-rated players.
Where's the pass rush for Chris Jones yesterday? I don't care about that. I want to,
He did have a quarterback hitting a tackle for a loss, but Mike Dana was the only other defensive player that was ranked highly defensively there. So maybe at least if Dana's playing out there. My point is, Stephen, is that it's not necessarily even so much that Chris Jones is playing poorly at defensive end in this game. It's that the spot he's vacating, the defensive tackle spot, is they're getting nothing from that. So maybe they do need to put him back inside just to get something from that part of the field.
Yeah, well, I'll agree with you on this, Nate, that since, you know, Mike Dana needs to play more.
Yeah.
However you need to do that, if you need to move Chris Jones inside, if he needs to replace Frank Clark, whatever, he needs to play more. If he's their best defensive player, he needs to play more.
Yeah.
And that's where the Chiefs are defensively right now. And if, you know, whoever it might be, they're playing well, they need to find a spot for that guy. And so I'm with you on that. I mean, I feel like, you know, Frank Clark comes back this week and you have a defensive end, your main defensive ends are Frank Clark and Chris Jones. And that means Mike Dana's playing less. I have a big problem with that. You know, because right now you need to play the guys who are playing well. Mike Dana looks like he's part of the solution and not part of the problem.
And nobody on the interior is playing well.
Yeah, and so that being the case, maybe that to me is the most compelling argument maybe to move Chris Jones back inside, is maybe the Chiefs are just better outside than in those interior positions without him.
And Chris Jones might be grading well, but he's better inside because that's what he's done this over, right?
I mean, no reason to believe he's not going to grade out well if he moves back inside.
Right.
Right.
We know he can play dominantly there. Yeah.
All right.
So I agree with you there.
Adam, thanks for the time. We will talk to you next week after the Chiefs play at Philadelphia.
Absolutely, guys. Talk to you then.
That is Adam Teicher. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll play something that'll make you smile, hopefully, on Sports Radio 810 WHB.